CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Comes to you from G4NJH. You can find the script of this broadcast on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 1st of October 2017. Here are the main news headlines. IAIU conference report now online. Enter the RSGB construction competition. VDSL interference survey extended. The report for the 24th Region 1 IAIU General Conference held in Landshut in Germany between the 16th to the 23rd of December is available on Region 1 website at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1001a. The papers for C3, C4, C5 and C7 are also available in zip format on this page. The web references in this broadcast that use tinyurl.com addresses are in the format gb2rs-month and day numbers, and then in lowercase are the letter. The RSGB's annual construction competition is still open for entries. The aim of the competition is to encourage home construction, experimentation, design and innovation. The competition can be entered by individual members or groups of members, where the build team will be treated as a single entrant. The closing date has been extended to the 6th of October, and any project that you have to build other than the one that was previous winner in the competition may be entered. Judging will take place at the RSGB convention on the 14th of October. Full details, tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0924, c for Charlie. The RSGB EMC committee has been investigating VDSL broadcast interference on the HF amateur bands for 3 years now. To increase the amount of evidence available, this committee set up a survey at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0309a for alpha to collect current signal levels at the frequencies of VDSL band transitions. There are still lots of responses being received, so the deadline's been extended. It will remain open now all this week. Please fill it in or persuade your fellow amateurs to do so. If you have part filled in the survey, you should be able to reopen and complete it, or you can make a new entry and the earlier version will be deleted. Thanks to everyone who's participated. Some people found they had VDSL RFI that they were previously unaware of. The survey results will be presented at the RSGB convention and published on the RSGB website. A valve workshop will be held on the 14th of October at the National Museum of Computing, Bletchley Park, MK36EB. If you have a basic knowledge of electronics and can read an electronic circuit diagram, then they'll show you how electronics began, following its critical components for its first 50 years. Find out about valve history, how to handle and test valves, and how valves are used in amplifiers, radios and computers. Full details, tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0309B. The RSGB has recently responded to two Ofcom consultations affecting amateur microwave bands as part of the ongoing strategy to protect the amateur spectrum. The latest input in a series regarding 5 gigs has been made in relation to Ofcom's consultation to liberalise fixed wireless access channels. This would affect amateur narrowband and particularly satellite reception. Additionally, even at high frequencies, there's been a response to an Ofcom call for input regarding future fifth-generation smartphone, handset and base stations. In a marked change from current systems, these are expected to use new frequencies in or near our 24 and 47 GHz primary amateur bands. Both consultation inputs were developed in the RSGB Spectrum Forum with assistance from special interest groups, including UK Microwave Group and AMSAT UK. Details, tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1001b. Saturday the 7th of October we'll see the first FX failed take place on Innis Moore Island, Aran Islands, for a DX-filled convention. DX Expeditioners Kenneth, LA7GIA, Nigel G3TXF and IOTA Deputy Manager César V3LYC, along with Declan EI6FR and Jeremy EI5GM, will host a day of DX-related talks, followed by a dinner and social evening, amongst other activities. Two HF stations will be on the air for the weekend, signing EJ1D and giving the IOTA reference EU006. Early booking is advised due to limited availability. More from the website www.dxfeile.ie. Do you have some spare time to support fellow amateurs? Are you passionate about the future of amateur radio? The RSGB currently has a number of volunteer vacancies with regional representation structure and would like to hear from you. There are deputy regional manager vacancies in regions 1, 2, 4, 5, 7, 10 and 13. Details at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1001c Charlie. Yes, I have got mail. And now for the details of rallies and events for the coming week. The Hack Green Hangar Sale is on today, the 1st of October, at the Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, French Lane, Nantwich, Cheshire, CW58AL. Doors open at 10 a.m. Sales will include amateur gear, electronic equipment, components, military radio sets and vehicle spares. Refreshments are available on site. More details from Lucy Siebert on 01270 623353. Next Sunday, the 44th Blackwood ARS Rally will be held at Rougemont School, Newport, Gwent, NP20 6QB. There's free parking on site, including disabled spaces. Doors open 10 a.m. Entry £2.50. There'll be a trade stand, special interest groups, an RSGB bookstall and a bring and buy. A raffle will be held. There are talks and lectures during the day. Catering is available on site. Contact Mike Rackham, GW4JKV, 01495 226 149. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News in Radcom on the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 45 DX News and other sources. Vitek SP9MRO and Anuta SP9PX will be active as 9 Hotel 3 India and 9 Hotel 3 Quebec, respectively, from Malta, IOTA EU023, until the 9th of October. They'll be operating CWSSB and RITI on the 12 to 40 metre bands QSL, both call signs, via SP9SX and Logbook of the World. From the 6th of October, several amateurs will be active from Guantanamo Bay, NA015, Henry W2DZO will operate as KG4HH until the 9th, Jeff KQ4LA will as KG4LA until the 13th, Bill W4WV as KG4WV until the 20th, now W6HGF as KG4HF until the 20th. QSL via home calls, KG4LA and KG4HF will upload their logs to Logbook of the World. Look for Tina HB0-DL5YL and Fred HB0-DL5YM to be active from Liechtenstein until the 7th. They'll be operating mostly on CW, some SSB and RTTY on 166 metre bands, QSL via home calls, direct or bureau. RI1F D Expedition team plan to be on the air for the never-before-activated Victoria Island between the 1st and 7th of October, presumably, depending on weather and ice conditions. They'll operate CW and SSB on all bands, including EME and satellite activity, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, where you should search for RI1F/EU-190. Victoria Island is a new one for IOTA EU190, but the XCC, as far as that's concerned, it's part of Franz Josef Land. Oliver DK70X will be active as Sugar Victor 5-stroke call sign from the Dodecanese Islands of Kos, Kalimos, Nisiros and Telendos, EU001, between the 3rd and the 13th, QSL via home call, direct or bureau. A regular air service from Johannesburg to St. Helena Island, AF022, is due to start on the 14th, and Bill G0VDE hopes to be the first on a commercial flight. He plans to be active as ZD7VDE for 1 week and to operate SSB in some data modes. See www.sthelenadx.com for more information. Now, the special event news commemorating the 60th anniversary of the launch of the first artificial Earth satellite, Sputnik 1. Special call sign R60SAT will be active from the 1st to the 8th, QSL via R4AS Direct. Now, the contest news, the UK EIDX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 1st of October. Using SSB or 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and district code. Please note that the signal report is optional in this contest. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC. It's immediately followed until 2130 UTC by the 144 megs UK activity contest, where all modes are acceptable. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EI Counties contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using SSB on the 80-metre band, the exchange is your four-character locator. Lots going on next weekend. On Saturday the 7th, from 1400 to 2200 UTC, the 1.2/2.3 gigs trophy takes place. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. From 0800 on the 7th to 0800 UTC on the 8th, the Oceania DX SSB contest uses the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. From 1400 UTC on the 7th to 1400 UTC on the 8th, the 432 megs to 245 gigs contest takes place. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also, from 1400 UTC to 1400 UTC on the 7th and 8th is the IAIU 432 megs to 245 gigs contest. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. From 1900 to 1900 UTC on the 7th and 8th is the Worked All Britain HF phone contest. Using the 14 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number, WAB area and book number. On the 8th, the DX contest runs from 0500 to 2300 UTC. Using CW and SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO last week was a mixed bag in terms of HF propagation, with the solar flux index just into the 90s. Amateurs were able to take advantage of the improving autumnal conditions. At times, maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path were stretching up to and beyond 21 megs, with openings to the US being reported on 15 metres. But a geomagnetic disturbance due to a coronal hole on the sun saw the K-index soar to 6 on Wednesday, with associated auroral warnings. At noon on Wednesday, the critical frequency over the UK managed to hit 8.125 megs as measured at RAF Fairford. But an incoming solar wind stream above 600 kilometres per second with a south-facing BZ magnetic component took its toll. By late evening Wednesday, predicted MUFs over 3,000 kilometres were below 14 megs. If the solar wind has a south-facing BZ magnetic component, it's more likely to couple with the Earth's magnetic field and cause disruption. An even more unsettled ionosphere saw this continue on Thursday as the K-index hit a very stormy 7. Next week, NOAA predicts a solar flux index will be in the mid-90s and geomagnetic conditions may be more settled. This could mean fun on the HF bands. As we move into October, we can expect HF conditions to improve on east-west paths. Make sure you're using the latest smooth sunspot number of 22 with the vocap-based prediction programs for the best results. Now for VHF and up, the weekend and beginning of the coming week looks likely to be affected by low pressure, with potentially windy conditions in the north. The unsettled weather will also mean that the gigahertz band rain scatter could be possible. High pressure is set to move in towards midweek and should place Tropo at the top of the operating list through to the end of the week. Models differ slightly in the exact placement of the high, but most allow the centre to drift east across southern Britain, whilst leaving a linking ridge back to another large high north of the Azores, What this means for the VHF bands from the UK is some fairly good tropo, especially into the near continent and across Biscay towards Spain and perhaps further south. Unfortunately, northern Britain remains closer to low pressure and probably misses out on the main tropo action, although recent activity from CMEs highlight the possibility of aurora if the sun continues to be disturbed. There are no significant meteor showers this week, so continue to look before dawn for the best random meteor scatter contacts on the lower VHF bands. Moon declination goes positive again on Thursday, so expect lengthening moon windows and falling losses this coming week as the moon heads for a perigee a week tomorrow. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me until next week.